Word of God together.
So, 弟兄姐妹们，你们正好站着，这是最好的。我们一起来站立，来读主的话。
So, if you would, turn to Psalm 46.
请大家一起翻开诗篇四十六篇。
Jordan, we have to read these instructions. Okay,
yeah.
I'll go first. Yeah, okay. Brother, you're going to hear a song today, a psalm of worship 46, and there are some directions given to those who will sing this song.
我们今天要读的诗篇四十六篇里面，我们其中特别上面还有一些注解，告诉要读这个诗篇的是怎么样的读法。
I want to read those instructions and the psalm in English, and then we want you to read in Chinese and absorb. Absorb, especially those of you who are bilingual, absorb both of them. This says, Psalm 46, for the choir director, a psalm of the sons of Korah, set to Alamoth. It's a song. And verse 1 says, God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth should change, and though the mountains slip into the heart of the sea, though its waters roar and foam, though the mountains quake at its swelling pride. Now, would the others join me, verses 4 through 11 in English? There is a river whose streams make glad the city of God. Verse 7, the Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Verse 8, come behold the works of the Lord, who has wrought desolations in the earth. He makes wars to cease to the end of the earth. He breaks the bow and cuts the spear in two. He burns the chariots with fire. Come, cease striving and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our stronghold. Okay, in Chinese, please.
好，我们下面我们要用中文念。我们从前面的最小字开始，就是第一节的上面，然后我们一直念到第十一节。好，我们一起请。可拉后裔的诗歌，交于令长，调用女音。神是我们的避难所，是我们的力量，是我们在患难中随时的帮助。所以地虽改变，山虽摇动到海心，其中的水虽轰轰翻腾，山虽因海涨而颤抖，我们也不害怕。希拉，有一道河，这河的分岔使神的城欢喜，这城就是至高者居住的圣所。神在其中，城必不动摇。到天一亮，神必帮助这城。外邦喧嚷，列国动摇，神发声，地变融化。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。你们来看耶和华的作为，看他使地怎样荒凉。他止息刀兵，直到地极。他折弓断箭，把战车焚烧在火中。你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦中被尊崇，在遍地上也被尊崇。万军之耶和华与我们同在，雅各的神是我们的避难所。
Good, 请坐。
非常好，请坐。
Brothers and sisters, have you ever composed a musical piece, a song? Have you ever composed a song?
弟兄姐妹们，你们有没有人曾经做过曲子或者做一首歌？
Have you ever composed or written a poem?
或者说你有没有做过诗？
Have you ever put together a story that you gave away on a special occasion?
或者是你写了一首写个故事你来为一些特别的日子来给他们。
Some very common definitions of compose means to write or to create a work of art, especially music or poetry.
我们在这里指的这个词叫做作曲或者是作诗， 它特别啊，它指的是啊，在这个啊音乐界，或者是做啊诗篇的，做文学界啊，作诗和做曲子的作家。
Another definition composed is to shape and to form a whole by ordering different parts and arranging the parts into that whole.
那么它有更还有一个解释，就是讲这个英文的 composer 的意思啊，就是说他把一些啊一些片碎片的东西能够整理放在一起，或者雕刻啊成一个成型。
In a broader definition of composing, some of you are composers of gardens and lawns and maybe interior decorations.
如果我们再把这个词再扩大一点的意义，从意义上面讲，它也可以讲到啊是园丁、员工啊在做把一个做一个非常好的一个花园，或者是草地、草坪，把它怎么修剪出来、做出来啊，还有一个是什么？哦，还有一个啊，里面装饰啊，家庭的一些啊装饰的布局哈、啊，布局装饰，这也是可以从这个叫做一个英文词叫 composer， 就这个里面啊，从广义的来说。
Very good. And some of you compose special gifts on special occasions, like anniversaries or birthdays or special holiday. You compose things and then you give them away.
还有一个就是说更广义的讲，你包括你在准备一个很好的。礼物的时候，为着生日也好，或者为着一些特别其他的聚会也好，这也是一个这个里面的意义在里面。你把它做成一个很好的包装，一个礼物。
God as creator, created the universe and put things together, and then it looks like He also composed stories and He composed what He was going to do in different lives.
所以啊，我们的神他不但创造宇宙万物，他把所有的碎碎片片放在一起，它而且是一个更好的，是一个作曲家也好，你说是一个做一个写一本作家也好，就写一本非常好的一个书或者故事。
I believe there's evidence that God is writing a story in you. He's writing a story in each one of us, and that story, as He shapes it, if we choose well, it will give Him glory, and the story of our life.Will ultimately bring him honor and glory.
所以神实际上也在我们每一个人的心里，每一个人里面都在写一篇你自己的故事，让我们这个故事真是来荣耀他自己的名。
I grew up listening to very beautiful Hawaiian music written by very gifted composers.
所以我长大实际上是在一个非常好的环境，是在夏威夷里面非常美的。夏威夷的这些曲子是由非常有恩赐的这个作曲家所做的曲子。
My mother, was a musical composer, and she apparently composed so well that they put her in the Hawaiian Music Hall of Fame.
所以我母亲她就是一个作曲家，她作曲做得那么好，以至于她被列入了这个名人榜和名人堂里面去了。
So now that my mother is gone for about 7 years.I wonder what were her motivations when she composed these very beautiful Hawaiian songs.
虽然我母亲已经过世7年了，但是我一直在思想，就是她什么样的能够激动她，能够写出那么美的这个诗歌来。
I know one motivation. As my mother returned from Honolulu on the ocean, going to her hometown on the Big Island.She was coming along the cliffs, beautiful green cliffs on the water, and she saw the beauty, and she knew she was approaching her hometown.
所以我想至少有一个我是知道，她是从檀香山的时候乘船回她的家乡的时候，叫在大岛，她经过这一路上，看到那么美丽的这个风景哈，促使她能有这样的作曲的这个里面的激动。
And my mother, the composer, said to me, I felt my heart just well up as I saw the familiar hills, and I could hear a song in my mind's ear. I could hear the whole song in there.
所以我母亲曾经说过，她说我看见这么美丽的这个山，我能够看到它的美丽，真是让我里面心都要跳出来，而且我还能够听见这么美丽的风景，它里面的歌我都能听到。
She heard the melody, she heard the song, but she had no words. So she quickly went to her cousin, who said to my, tell me how you felt And my mother told her how she felt, and then he wrote the Hawaiian words for this song.
所以啊，当他听到这个歌，他听到这个歌，他非常激动。然后他到了岸，就和他的表姐说他里面的感觉所听到的，那怎么样用那个言语来表达呢？然后啊，他们就写出了这首歌。
So together they composed and recorded the song. And when I go home, or when I listen to the CD of the recordings, then I understand my mother loved her hometown, and this is her signature song, recorded for many, many years and many people to hear. A composer composing with motivation of a love of her hometown.
所以当他们赶紧啊制作了这个音乐这个歌，然后当我回到家，我听到这歌时，我真是知道他是怎样的里面对这个家乡那么美好的风景那么的爱，他里面完全能够把它写出来，在这个歌里面表现出来，而且这个歌是那么的好，以致成为他的成名曲。
And so when I read Psalm 46, maybe 30 or 40 years ago.Something stirred in me, and even though I was very, very limited in musical ability, I wrote a song. I composed a song from Psalm 46.
所以可以说在30年前时候，当我读这个诗篇的时候，我里面的心被激动，所以我也写了一首歌。
George, you can sing.
Okay.
Unless you want to sing with me. Ukulele. Ukulele. Two words. Uku means flee, and lele means jumping. So because the fingers move like fleas jumping, they call it ukulele. Psalm 46. Our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore we will not fear, though the earth be removed, though the mountains be washed into the midst of the sea, though waters roar and foam, mountains tremble and shake, I am still and know he's God, my refuge and my strength. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. God is our refuge and our strength, a very present help in trouble. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us. Alleluia. The Lord of hosts is with us.Lord of hosts is with us. The Lord of hosts is with us. Alleluia. Amen. Now, my mother had maybe 12 to 16% Chinese in her, Chinese blood.
我母亲大概她有12%-16%中国人的血统。
So I have some Chinese blood.
所以我也有中国血在里面。
我是中国人。
所以
yeah, and I'm very proud of that.
所以我也非常为这个非常自豪。
But the point is, my mother was a tiger mom.
但是问题是我的母亲可以说是个虎妈，是个虎妈。
My mother was a perfectionist.
我母亲她是一个专业人士哈。
So when she trained us to sing, we had lots of practices.
所以她要唱的话，她要我们要许许多多的练习。
So if she heard that today, she heard that song today.
如果她今天听到我在这里唱的歌的话
，she might say, needs practice.
对他可能会说，哎呀，你可能还就需要多练习，多练习。
But her influence musically, is in me, and so when I read Psalms, there are songs in here. The Psalms are songs, and there's songs that cover a wide range. And I would remind you of the 150 Psalms. The writers of 11 of them were the sons of Korah, who wrote this one today. 7% of the Psalms were written by these men, in this who wrote this song.
对，但不管怎么说，我有确实有我母亲这个音乐感在我的里面啊。那么当我读到这些诗篇的时候，真是里面真是完全有这个音乐感的啊，这个意思。啊，这个敬意在里面。那么我们刚才讲到，这个圣经里面有一百啊，这个给了我们诗篇啊，这个150篇诗篇里面，其中有11篇就是在这个可拉他的后裔所写的。
But what motivated them to write 11 of the Psalms? And I think the answer may lie partly with their forefather and their dad.
那么讲到他们为什么他们可拉的后裔会啊？被激动起来，愿意写这11首啊诗歌呢，也可能是和他们的前辈、他们的父亲、祖父前辈们很有关系。
I call it two dads and two destinies.
我要讲的就是称他们有两种样的父亲，还有两种样的归宿。
In Numbers chapter 3, God set aside the tribe of Levi, and there were three sons of Levi.And each of these three sons had responsibilities in the tabernacle or the temple of God. They were called to be priests, to be special.
在民数记第三章里面，神把那个利未人招出来，利未他的有三个儿子，给他们专门分配了他们的工作，就是在会幕里面，在神的殿里面做保守的持守的工作，维持的工作。
So the three went out to do their duties and responsibilities in the tabernacle. And the Korahites were responsible for caring for his sanctuary. And they were not allowed to carry the holy things of God's tabernacle. They couldn't carry them on their shoulders. They had to carry them on their shoulders. They could not use carts or wheels. They had to carry their materials, sacred material, on their shoulders.
因为就说可拉他们前面叫哥辖，他们负责的部分是在那个圣殿的中心部分，他们是负责要把这些搭起来或者拆起来，他们走的时候拆掉，然后他们要带着他们一起走，但是他们不允许用任何的工具，他们一定要用肩来扛着这些会幕走。
And when they carried these sacred items, they were not allowed to touch them, and they were not allowed to handle them skin to the object, or they would die.
在他们在这做这些制搭这个会幕或者是拆这个会幕的时候，他们不允许他们的这个手啊，肉体的手来接触到这个圣的会幕。
And so they would wrap these sacred objects with special protective coverings, and then they would carry them on their shoulders carefully.Never touching them skin to skin, skin to item, they would carry them on their shoulders whenever they broke camp as they were in the Exodus. Very important work.
所以在创世纪里面他们非常小心的小心翼翼的去来做这件事情，然后他们要定特别的包装，把他这个会幕这个拆下来的把它包好，然后扛在肩上不允许任何有这个肉体的接触。
But these Korahites would look over and they see the other priests from the other two tribes, and they could carry things on carts. So they were carrying these things on their shoulders, the others were using carts, and guess what happened to them?
当这些可拉人他们当时看到他们这圣所的这些物件，他们要必须用肩扛，但别人可以用车牛车来拖，他们里面有什么想法？
They probably use the word which many people use today, Not fair.
所以他们可能那个时候讲的话，就像我们现在常常讲的，好像不公平哈，不公平。
So they began to dislike the roles. They began to hate the roles that God had given them, because they were comparing and coveting other jobs which they thought were either easier or higher status.
所以他们可能里面就有些抱怨，因为他们所做的跟其他的比起来，好像他们的啊就是啊别的工作可能更加容易。
Jealousy began to spread.
慢慢的开始有点嫉妒，生出来了。
Tell me, is it the red eye disease or yellow eye disease?
你跟我讲一下，你说那个嫉妒是红眼的还是黄眼？
When I first arrived in mainland China, northern China, and I heard the Chinese say, "Oh, red eye disease," they were talking about jealousy.
所以当我到那个中国的第一次的时候，我听到人家讲到红眼病的时候，哦，那时候就知道这是讲的是嫉妒，讲的嫉妒。
So these unhappy people.Became malcontent and jealous, and they were very, very angry. And one man came out, and his name was Korah. And he stood out, and he gathered 250 other men who were troublemakers together, this happy group of troublemakers.
所以这些嫉妒啊，在他里面啊生成出来的时候，他们的非常不满。所以其中有一个叫可拉的，他召聚了250人。一起在这里抱怨。
So these 250 very unhappy, jealous people started to challenge God's choice of Moses and his brother Aaron as God's chosen leaders. He said, "We're going to challenge these guys," and they did.
所以啊，可拉和他这250人，他们就向神所选的仆人，摩西和亚伦，向他们抱怨，向他们挑战。
So God said, "Okay, look at." He watched this group.And he said to the other Israel, get away from them, back away, stay away from them, meaning I'm going to judge them, and you don't want to be in the judgment area when I come.
所以神啊看到这一群人的时候，就警告以色列其他的人，叫他们要离开他们，不要跟他们在一起，因为神的审判就要来到。
And the story of what happened, the true story, is in Numbers chapter 16, verses 28 through 35. And it describes the destruction of the entire group of complainers, murmurers, jealous, angry people, rebels. It describes how they were destroyed.
所以啊，在这里啊，在民数记里面第十六章里面，怎样描述这一群人？神要对他们进行审判，就相当于他们是也是讲他们谋杀强盗和背叛的人，反叛的人。
So Moses pushed the issue a little bit, and he challenged them. He says, "Now wait a second. If the earth opens up and swallows you up, then that proves that I am God's choice in Aaron." So.He's saying these words, and guess what happened? The earth opened. Not only did it take the 250 complainers, it took their families, the children, it took everything they owned in that area, and they completely disappeared. Boom, they were gone, and the earth slid over and covered them up. They were buried alive.
所以摩西特别在这里讲到跟他们250人说如果这个地开口把你们全部吞灭的话这个事情如果发生的话就证明摩西他自己是神所选出来的仆人所以到时候真正的事情怎么发生的呢确实地开口了不但把这250人吞下去了之后淹没包括他们的家人他们的孩子妻子和财产也都一起被吞进去了
Remember, God is holy, and He is perfect, and He gives lots of warnings before He finally calls a verdict. He gives ample warning, and if people don't respond, then it is His privilege to judge people. Amen?
Amen. 因为记得我们的神他是圣的，他也是个完全的。他在这个事情发生之前，给一再一再一再的给他们的警告。
Brothers and sisters, never put God.On trial. Don't do that.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们一定不要去试验神，试探神。
Don't make yourself the jury and say you can't do that. Why would you do that? Be careful with what you say and what you accuse God of. He He is the righteous judge and makes no mistakes when he judges.
是不要把我们自己放在这样的地位，说神啊，你不会做这个事，你不会做。但是啊，神他确确实实是公义的神。
So he did two things. He judged the rebels and he purified his people who were watching on that day. And the sons of Korah were watching on that day. They saw what happened.
所以啊，神在这里做了审判，也在这里洁净了以色列人，包括啊可拉的后裔的其他的啊他的啊。子女 后代也在那里看到这个事情的发生。
Brother said, you are smart enough to figure out one of the lessons here is when God gives you his gifts, when he gives you his mercy, when he gives us his grace, when he gives them to us, be very careful we remain thankful for that and not challenge him or disagree or murmur or complain. Be very carefulWhen God gives you responsibilities and roles, that those are sacred trusts. Do not, you can ask him why, but don't challenge his judgment, because his judgment, when he gives you gifts and me, they are our responsibilities. It is his call, and he gets to call it, and he calls it right all of the time.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我们实际上是也很聪明的，我们是知道当神他给我们他的恩赐，他给我们的责任的时候啊，有他的恩典，所以当我们就欢欢喜喜的领受，我们不要在这里啊有任何抱怨，我们可以问说为什么，但我们一定不要去啊来做不顺服的事情。
So instead of destroying Korah's sons, he destroyed Korah and the other. Instead of destroying the sons, he saved them and he spared them.For his purposes later on in history.
所以啊，那神没有把可拉的他的其他的儿子们啊一起灭掉，反而是拯救了他们，为了他的旨意。
And seven successive generations later, seven generations, there arose from that tribe the prophet Samuel.
所以啊，在七代，在他可拉后面的第七代的时候，撒母耳。就是从这个可拉这个里面后代里面出来的。
Same family, but this time seven generations later, they became great leaders in composing celebratory songs and leading worship in the tabernacle. Instead of having been destroyed, they were saved, and now they become the composers and the worship leaders.
所以啊，也是期待以后他们里面啊，出了许多的，他们不但是做诗歌，而且是很多是在这个里面啊做啊敬拜的啊，做带领敬拜的。
Were they grateful to be spared？
所以你是不是会对这个他们被拯救很感恩呢
？Were they motivated to create songs of thanks because God had spared them？
他们是不是有这样的心感恩的心来激励他们写这样的诗歌？来神拯救了他们。
Listen to some of the songs, the words they wrote. Psalm 42:1, As the deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my heart for you, O God.
他其中诗篇42篇里面是讲到，我的心啊，渴慕你，就像鹿渴慕溪水一样。
Do you hear the hunger for God? I hear it.
等于有没有听见我们对神的渴慕
？How about this? Another psalm they wrote, Psalm 84:1, How lovely!Is your dwelling place, O God?
另外一首诗篇里面讲到，神，你的居所是何等的何等的可爱，何等的美。
And then today's classic verse, Psalm 46:10, Be still, stop striving, be still, learn to be still, and know that I am God. I will be exalted among the nations. I will be exalted in the earth. Learn to be still.
所以在我们今天的诗篇里面第四十六、第十节也是说，你们要休息，要知道我是神，我必在外邦被尊崇，在遍地上被尊崇。
Okay, brothers and sisters, if you look at Psalm 46, you will notice three divisions. It's like three verses, three basic verses in the psalm.
所以你如果看这个诗篇46篇的时候，它里面可以自然的分成三段。
And you'll also notice the word Selah.
那你特别注意到里面有一个词叫希拉。
Yeah, and Selah is used 74 times in the Hebrew Bible, 71 times in the Psalms, and 3 times in Habakkuk. So Selah is a direction word, it's instructions.
所以这个希拉这个词哈，在整个圣经里面用了74次，那么其中71次在诗篇里面用到，还有另外3次呢是在哈巴谷书里面用到。
It's a little bit like Sila means pause and think about this.
他这个希拉的意思就是说，我们在这里稍微停一下，然后好好的思想。
So three divisions at the end, you can pause and think about this, what you have just heard. Pause and think about it.
所以在这里意思就是说，在这里读了前面的结句，然后就说稍微停一下，好好思想。思想一下前面的所读到的。
Brothers and when we pause, when we stop all of our stuff that we do and all of our technology and all the stuff that whirls around us, when we stop that and are still and remember what God has done for us, very good things happen in our recollection.
所以当我们在真正的这样，我们能够先暂停下来，停下来的时候，思想神在你生命中所做的一切的时候，你就会回想起啊，在你的所有的里面，神是怎样的啊，给你的丰富。
At 22, when I was graduating from the University of Washington, I paused and I read Yue Han Fu Yin John's Gospel, and I paused and said, I am without a Savior. I am lost. I have no Savior. I have no forgiveness of sin.I paused and I reflected. I said, "I am in trouble now."
当我22岁的时候，从华大毕业的时候，我那时正是进入沉思。我在想，我还没有接受，我还没有救主，我就很大的问题了，我有很大的问题。
And so, the encouragement from the Scripture for all of us is to pause and reflect upon what God has done historically, what He is doing now, and what He is going to do in the future.
所以我们在这里让我们真是能够静下来停下来的时候好好反思神在我们生命中所做的一切。
Stop striving. Stop moving so fast that you do not have time to pause and reflect on God himself.
我们一定要将我们手中所做的我们要能够停下来，如果我们没有时间好好的在主的话里面的话。
Stop striving in our own work.And start striding, walking with God in His pace.
真是让我们不随着我们这个忙碌的工作跟着走，乃是让我们能够在神里面跟着他走。
And so when the sons of Korah, who could have been destroyed, write this psalm, they say, here's what they have learned. God is our refuge and our strength. God is a very present help in our lives.Even though the world, hurricanes, earthquakes, lava flows, murder, even though that's going on and keeps going on, God, in the midst of that, is our refuge, our strength, our present help. We know that, so therefore, we have peace within a world that is chaotic, was the word this morning.
就像这可拉的后裔一样，他们有可能是完全被灭掉的，但是他们在这里他们完完全全的感恩，知道神是他们的避难所，是他们的力量，也是他们随时的帮助。那么如今我们也是一样，无论是这个飓风也好，或者是各种的灾难，或者是谋杀也好，在这种情况下，我们都知道，我们神就是我们的避难所，是我们的力量和我们随时的帮助。
So from the history of the Korah family, there were two dads. One was a rebel.Created trouble. He was judged and eliminated. The other dad later became a worshiper of God, thankful, and his descendants could write beautiful psalms like this. A choice. One chose to be rebellious and was destroyed. One chose to be thankful, and the work lives on. Amen?
Amen. 所以在这个可拉的这个家族里面，我们可以看到有两种的这个前辈啊，第一种是那个是背叛背逆的。还有一种是感恩的感恩的所以也给他们不同的结局。
Okay, so it's very clear when I apply this, what kind of a dad do I want to be?
所以我也很快让我就联想我自己，我应该要成为什么样的父亲呢？
Do I want my two sons, Nathan and Joel, to say, well, I don't want to be like my dad. Do I want them to say, of course not.
所以我不希望我的两个孩子到看到我说，哦，我不愿意，我们不愿意成为像他那样子的父亲。
Do I want my two sons to follow the Lord wholeheartedly? Absolutely, absolutely.
对，我的希望就是我希望我的两个孩子他们去完全的全心全意的跟随神的。
Do I care about their resumes or how they put food on the table for their families? Yes, a little bit, but I care a lot more about where their life is going, much more than their comfortable homes or cars or whatever. That is fine, but that is not going to save them. I want to see my sons following the Lord wholeheartedly, and so far, they are.
那么对于他们来说，对于他们的履历表、他们的工作经历我会注意，但是还包括他们挣的钱。拿了桌上来的供应的饭食，我不会太介意。但是呢，我呢更介意注意他们的是走生命的道路，能够走在生命的道路上。
Given equal opportunity, I can ask the question, "What kind of a mom do you want to be?"
那么同样的问题，我也可以问，
Same、question.
要想成为什么样的母亲呢？
Ask another one, "What kind of a grandparent do you want to be?"
那么同样的问题，如果做什么样的祖父母亲呢
？Rebel and get destroyed, or follower and worshipper?
我们要是 像那些成为背叛背离的人的最后被毁灭呢，还是我们要成为真是感恩的，是得到来敬拜神的呢
？Okay, brothers and sisters, this tremendous translation by Shaolin. We move now to the Psalm itself, and the first point: only God, verses 1-3, only God is 100% secure.
所以我们在这里看到，我们只有神，他是在他里面是完全的100%的平安安全。
Have you noticed the stock market sometimes?
你有没有注意到这个股票市场是上上下下
？Last week it went down twice in two days, and some people lost a lot of money because it's this way, right?
所以过去的可能两天里面这个往下跌，可能许多人丢失了损失了许多的财产。
Do they remember that all investments are perhaps suspect?
因为记得我们所有的投资在这里都是可疑的。
Only God is 100% secure. If you're going to invest, invest in Him, His kingdom, His values, His call. Invest there, you will never lose.
所以只有在我们神里面是完全的安全的。所以你如果你的投资是放在他的里面他的里面的话，是完全的安全。
Okay, brothers and sisters, if there's any word I would like you to remember today, Holy Spirit, please help me. It's the word refuge.Refuge.
所以今天我们特别要记住的一句话，一个词就是叫做避难所。
A refuge is something that provides protection and shelter and safety and security.
所以在讲到这个避难所，它是给我们提供了一个保护一个所隐藏的地方一个可以居住的地方。
When I watch the Indonesian tidal waves, tsunamis, when I watch the Japanese tsunamis, when I watch the hurricanes, Michael.When I see those kinds, when I see famines around the world, this is what this psalm is talking about in the first part. The external conditions, which are very, very, very volatile, and they change a lot, and they make people really afraid. And some of the people who are now homeless wish they had a safe place again. That inside, they wish, and they're looking to a building, and the building is fine, but that's not it. The refuge is God is our refuge.That's the truth here.
所以我们当我看到这个印度尼西亚的海啸，还有日本的海啸，还有包括我们的飓风 Michael 飓风这些都是外面我们所看到的这些险恶和风浪。但是这个时候我们多么盼望我们能够躲避到一个有安全的地方成为我们的避难所。那么同样一样，只有让我们知道我们在神里面是真正的避难所。
But the real Christian.The authentic Christian, the one who is not Yao Ming Wu Shi, who's a name and has the reality, the real Christian knows from experience, God is my refuge.
因为真正的基督徒的话，我们不是有名无实的基督徒的话，那我们从心里面是知道，只有神，他真正他就是我们的避难所。
And I have classmates and friends, even from high school, who do not know.That God is their refuge. They don't know Him yet, and now one of them is going through chemotherapy, and I'm going to visit her. I knew her since third grade. I'm going to visit her in 2 weeks. She doesn't really know God is her refuge. She thinks that the chemo is going to help her, and I hope it does. We're praying that way. Her real refuge is not in the chemotherapy. Her refuge is in knowing that Christ is going to meet her someday and judge her life. She needs to know that message.
所以我有些同学他们还没有认识神，所以他们里面没有这个避难所。那么其中有一位是三年级的时候就跟他在一起长大的，那么他目前要有癌症，正要做这些化疗，所以我要去看他。但对他来讲，他因为不认识神，不知道我们神是真正的避难所，是他的保护，所以我们也会去看他，为他祷告也盼望他能够也得救。
And when I go home to Hawaii in 2 weeks, I will see homeless people there.Just like I see homeless people in Seattle. I will see them. They are refugees in some ways.
所以当我要回去夏威夷的时候，我可能我在那里一定会看到有许多无家可归的人，就像我们在西雅图一样，有许多无家没有家的人。
And very few United States cities are cities of refuge anymore.
所以在美国来讲，就非常非常少的城市能够成为真正的这些避难的地方。
And you'll remember that God set aside cities of refuge. He set certain cities aside so that people who had committed murder by accident, unintentionally, those people who were innocent could flee for those cities and get there before the family or friends came to kill them. If they got to the city of refuge that God had set up, they could live there as long as the high priest lived.During their lifetime, they were safe there. They had refuge, but they had to get there before the family came or friends came to kill them.
所以在旧约圣经里面，特别神设立了有一些逃城，叫逃城，就是这些无意中过失杀人的人，他为了逃避追杀他的人那个报应的话，他就要赶紧的逃到这种逃城里面去。他如果在这逃城里面，他就安全了，就追杀的人就不能再追杀他。
Another word that's in this is strength.
那另外一个词呢，非常重要的就是这个力量。
The word strength is used 360 times in the Bible, and it gives examples of God's strength both naturally and supernaturally.
所以这个力量这个词在圣经里面总共用了360次里面真是表现显明神的力量。
So if you and I talked.And I ask you this friendly question, what is your real source of strength?
So,
what are you really strong? What makes you strong? And I listen to your answers.
所以我们在这里朋友之间，我们互相在问你的最强点，或者最有你的来源，力量的来源是从哪里来呢？
When your words came out, there might be a mix, but when I hear your answers to where's my strength, I might hear a combination of good education,good family, I try hard, I try not to beat people up or bully them on the internet. Answers that say, my source of strength, it's really myself. It really is. Once I stop fooling you.
当如果我们真正的在这里互相交谈的时候我所听到我们可能我们的力量我们的来源我们是从我们的教育也好或者是从我们我们的教育或者我们的家庭美好的家庭给我们所带来的还有我们自己的努力给我们带来的也就是说总的来说就是说是从我们自己里面来的
But if you say that I know by experience that God is my strength therefore you can take any of my possessions I don't think you could take my children but you might say I'd be willing but ifThe Lord is your strength, number one, then you have great favor. If he's not, I would submit to you, you've put yourself in a very dangerous position, very, very tentative.
如果你是真正经历过神的话，你就会从心里说，神就是我的力量的来源源泉。你可以把我的所有都拿走，当然不包括我的孩子把所有的都拿走的时候，但我里面真正的我的力量的源泉。不是在财富来世神他自己
and so God is the only 100% secure and now we see the last word and that is the phrase present help refuge strength present help
所以我们知道只有在神里面是100%的那个安全所以下面我们来到第三句第三个词就是他是随时的帮助 随时的帮助。
How many times can you recall, or can God rescued you from a very dangerous path that you were walking on? Very dangerous. If you kept going, you were really going to end up in trouble.
所以还如果你回忆的话，能不能记得神可以说多少次的啊，把你从这个危险当中给啊救过来
？And he came, and he came. If you know Christ, he came and he helped you.In the midst of that trouble,
因为他来正在你的面对你的困难或者危险的时候，他来拯救你。
Okay, now brothers and sisters, I know the time. I got a good watch right here, right here.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我有手表，我知道我在掌握时间。
And the people said, "Bless you, thank you for watching."
大家可能会说，真是祝福你啊！你在看着、
so、we're on God,
抓紧时间。
God's river strengthens his city. That's the second part, verses 4-7.
我们要从这个第四节到第七节讲神他的河使这个城坚固。
In this verse, the psalmist chooses the word, the Hebrew word nahar. Can you say that for me, nahar?
Nahar, 我们能不能说 nahar?
Okay, nahar. And nahar means a stream of water that keeps going, it never dries up. It comes through the city and it's always wet, it always brings life. Nahar.
Nahar.这个做这个诗的这个作者特意描述这条河是一条河啊，一条河就是说拿哈这个字就表示这个常年的有水的，常年有水的河。
It does the psalmist writes it doesn't use nakal. Can you say nakal?
Nakal,
nakal, yeah, not makal.
Nakal.
Makal is where you go to lose your money. The house always wins.
所以开个玩笑，不是Macau， 不是那个叫什么澳门，澳门那个地方是让你去丢钱的地方啊。
And Macau mean it's not used because it means a dry stream. Only sometimes is it full. You can't count on it. It's mostly dry. Only when water comes, Macau is not dependable. So notice what they're doing. Nahar is dependable like God. Macau is.
所以刚才 Nakao 才讲的是这个河呢，河床呢，平常是干的，它平常是干的，这个只有在下雨或者雨季的时候才会有水。那么在这里，诗人所用的是一个常年的流水的这条河啊，只有这常年的水才源源不断。
And boom, the picture that comes to my mind is in John 7:37-38. Beautiful, beautiful picture.
所以这个时候让我脑子里面一个真是出来一个神的话语，就是在约翰福音第七章37-38。
Picture this, Jesus, now on that last day, the great day of the feast, Jesus stood up and he cried out, saying, "If anyone is thirsty, let him come to me and drink. He who believes in me, as the scripture said, from his innermost being,will flow rivers, rivers of living water from his innermost being, Nahar. They will not run out. They will refresh. It's coming. The Spirit, Holy Spirit will bring you streams and power and refreshment regularly.
所以在这个约翰福音第七章37节是主耶稣在那个节期的这个末日，也就是最大的一个日子的时候，耶稣站着高声说，人若渴了，可以到我这里来喝。信我的人就如经上所说从他的腹中要流出活水的江河来。
And so God has chosen in this right, he's chosen Zion or Jerusalem as his symbolic city in which his temple is going to be, where his people will come to worship. It's the city of Jerusalem, Zion, and in that city, in that chosen city, verses 4-7, there's a river running through itThat never gets dry. And God runs through the city and he never dries up. That's the picture. It's beautiful. Wow, what a city.
所以锡安城也就是耶路撒冷是神所拣选的地上作为一个标记的一个标记的来作为神所居住的点和人到这里来一起来敬拜的地方。它里面有一条河是流过这个城这个圣城锡安和耶路撒冷。
Okay, and then in the last part of the psalm, verses 8-11, it says to us, behold, or reflect on God's work. Now they want us to pause
and look back and see what God has done, so we are prepared for the future.
所以我们来到第最后一段的时候，第八节到第十一节，在这里讲的要我们先静下来，要我们来看前面的路。
Brothers and sisters, again, if you know the Lord and you've paused and reflected on His works, you can see His handprint, you can see His footprints in your life. He's been there. He's touched you. He's the steady flow. You know that, and some of you have written it down, some of you have recorded it here, some of you have it in your heart. It says reflect on God's works, and when we do, we should have greater clarity.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们真是静心下来，好好的仔细的看神在你身上所做的工，所做的他的作为，你能够看到他的他的手迹所在你身上所做的，就像一条河一样的，一直在你的身上。
So behold, or reflect, is a verb that means pause, slow down, really look very very carefully, because the Lord's works are very important for you to build your knowledge about not only world history.But about what God has done and who He is. Reflect, pause, and slow down.
所以我们在这里讲的诗篇里面特别讲到，你们要休息，这是非常重要，让我们能够真是安息下来，我们能够真是反应，能够想起、回忆起神他的作为。
Come and behold the works of the Lord.
在这里讲到，我们就是要来，我们有个盼望在神的工作里面。
When I taught here months ago, it says Psalm 127:3, Behold, same verb, behold, children are a gift from the Lord.
所以在诗篇127的时候，第三节里面，他们讲的，你们要你们要安静，你们要知道神所你的儿女神是神所赐的礼物。
And when you, as a parent or even grandparent, take a look at your kid.Who's acting unthankful?
所以做父母的也好，或者做祖父母的也好，你们如果看看你们的孩子的时候，觉得他们的好像一些行为表现好像没有一些感恩在里面。
And you want to do everything short of murdering them.
所以你是可能想到说，真是要把他们给杀了。
Because they're so ungrateful.
因为他们好像从头里面没有喜乐，没有感恩，他们也不听话。所以我这时候想，你们可能没有记住这些诗篇里面他讲的，你们要安静，因为孩子是神所赐的礼物。
This child is a gift from you. I'm sending this child back to Amazon.
如果
wherever that came from, send it back. I don't want. If you've ever reached honesty, you say, "Boy, one more and you're gone."
所以我在想到你自己心里面会不会在想，哎呀，你这是礼物，我不要，干脆把它送回亚马逊吧，送回亚马逊。或者你再一次问题的话，你可能就要被我踢出去
了。What a penalty!
所以神非常幽默，他也是让你看到你有这样子的孩子的时候，实际上让你自己明白你在神的面前可能就是这样的人。
Or to be fair, what a blessing! When you're a blessing, tremendous. I'll take that kid. Yeah. Behold, children are a gift from. This is the same way. Behold, look at what God has done in history. Take a good look.
对，所以真正的反过来说，这是要看到神是给你的祝福，你愿意很喜乐的接受这样的孩子。
Okay. So brothers and sisters, I mean, we can dwell on that. History records. Think of how God rescued His people. As the Pharaoh was chasing them out of Egypt, think how he rescued them, right? We've seen that.
对，所以他们在这里真是回想神是怎么样大的拯救的时候，当这个法老的兵来追赶他们的时候，神是怎样从将他们从法老的手中拯救出来的时候。
If you're reading the whole counsel of God, you get all the stories of how God has rescued His people. Amen.
当你如果真是去读了这个整个的这个故事的时候，你知道神是怎样的恩典。
King Jehoshaphat was facing an army
There's no stopping this word. It was like, the poet said, it was like a wolf coming into the sheep, and there's no shepherd. The wolf's going to tear those sheep up. That's what it looked like. We're going to die today.
所以在旧约里面讲到有个王叫约沙法，他面对敌人的来包围他来攻击他的时候，圣经里面特别描述，就像狼进入羊群，没有这个牧人的羊群一样。
So the king Jehoshaphat he said, Lord, we do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you.
但是约沙法就在这里说，他神啊。我们不知道我们该怎样做，但是我们的眼目完全盯在你的身上。
Great story. And when God saw where the king's eyes were, and they were on him, he sent the spirit of the Lord upon the warriors and upon the singers, upon the worship leaders. He sent the spirit of God. Here comes the army. They're going to kill them all. And he sent the spirit, and somehow they're all destroyed. The enemy.There's no number in this one. All destroyed the next morning when they went out. They're waiting for them to come and kill them. They go out and there's all these dead bodies of their enemies out there in the field.
所以当那个神看见约沙法他的眼目转向盯向神的时候，他就让圣灵下来降在这些勇士们身上，也降在这些唱诗的敬拜的这些人的身上，所以让他们。不怕这些面对这些敌人，然后呢，他完全是消灭了这些敌人。
And in those days, when there was war, the victors got to pick up all the stuff that was left by the dead. And it took these people 3 days to pick up everything. That's how many people died that day.
所以那天那个神他自己为他们征战，所以把他们敌人都击杀死了，而且那个时候。他们的所有的死的人的这财物这东西和武器，他们以色列人花了3天的时间才把它一起收拾好。你可以想象中死了多少的人。
And so we're encouraged to reflect on the works of God. And I encourage you, brother. Here's something I'm seeing more and more as I talk with pastors and talk with different church leaders. Here's what church leaders are noticing.
所以在这里我们在讲我们在反思回想神的话语的时候，特别是教会的牧者的时候，他们会常常用这样的话来激励。
More and more of people who call themselves followers of God, Christians, more and more are becoming so busy that they are not reading the whole counsel of God. There are 66 books. It would take you 15 minutes a day.Only 15 minutes a day, reading normally like this, to go through the whole Bible in 1 year. That's all it takes, 15 minutes a day.
所以我们现在虽然有许许多多的基督徒，我们也也是那个，但是呢是越来越忙。实际上我们在圣经里面66本书的话，如果你每天花15分钟的话，你这一年就可以把这66本书都能够读完。
Please don't come tell me.
请不要跟我说我非常的忙，希望你不要跟我说我很忙这个词。
Don't do that to me, because I know if I follow you home and I track you for fun, I can find 15 minutes in your day that you wasted. You threw it away. You just gave it away.
如果我跟着你的话，回到家里面或者看，我一定会找出来你这个忙碌的里面15分钟一定会有的。
So don't tell me you were studying for final exams.
你不要跟我讲你是我要花时间好好的期末考试。
When the people of God do not read the whole narrative, they do not know the whole story. They do not know the big God. They only know little God because they have their favorite little passages, favorite verses, and they stay right there and they don't know the whole counsel of God and they lose all the time. They have pastors are noticing.My people aren't reading that much. They don't know the word. I say, turn to Jeremiah and go. Where? I'm overkilling. I know that. But the word of God is not being read. The whole counsel is not being read like it used to be. And therefore, the church is going to be much weaker than it used to be.
所以我们在这里注意到 我们没有把神的整个整篇的像圣经整篇六十六篇一起读过，我们只是有的时候常常会选择一点这一点那一点我们自己喜欢的。如果你这样做的时候呢，你只能认识神一点点，如果我把全部都读的话，你能够认识神更多更伟大。
And going back to the idea as I get ready to close of sources of strength, here's two that God gives and he doesn't take back. He gives two sources of strength. You can put your money on this. He gives his word and he gives the Holy Spirit. And Eugene Peterson says, the scripture spirit combination is the best teaching the world has ever known. Word of God, Holy Spirit applied. Boom. Best teaching ever. Go get it. Don't just get part of it. Get the whole story.
所以神实际上给我们最好的两个这个力量的源泉，一个是他的话，就是圣经，还有一个就是圣灵。他们有一位叫Peterson 的，他说这个圣经和就是神的话和这个圣灵的结合，是我们这个世界上能够所有最最好的一个教导。
Brothers and sisters, I love the coming New Year. I love to preach right in that swing time when we're leaving the old and getting to the new. Do you know why?
弟兄姐妹们，我特别喜欢是在在新年的时候要快要到来的时候，我来给你们传讲信息。你知道为什么吗？
Because people think when you turn the calendar, I have a new start.
因为我们大家都会想，当我们翻转到新的一页的时候，新的一年的时候，我们会有一个新的开始。
So the New Year's resolutions start.
所以我们有新年的决志新年的。
And usually among them is, I will lose fundamental on top.
我有的会说，我大概要减肥多少多少磅。
I will make my bed more often. I will study harder, something like that.
或者我会常常整理我的床，或者说我更要努力的学习。
We only have about 70 something days left in this year.
我们现在大概只有七十多天了，还剩下来今年。
How about Lord? I want to offer you 15 minutes of my day to sit my body down and read
it. 怎么样？我们如果愿意跟神说。我们愿意每天我们拿出十五分钟来给你在这里好好读你的话。
And don't come telling me it's boring because you can't get past Numbers or Deuteronomy. No. There are so many approaches to reading the word. You can come at different combinations. There's all kinds of books to help you to do two here, three there. You can go to Chinese buffet. You can eat anything you want there. This is a buffet, folks. There are guides to eat the whole meal.
So you about.不要说这个这个好像是比较枯燥，好像在讲了民宿记这个生命记但实际上这个里面是非常非常丰富就像你吃中国的自助餐一样的，里面非常丰富，你要全部读。
Brothers and sisters, don't make the mistake of reading the word and checking off your reading list. I got it. That's what I was doing in the word. Whoa, that's an insult. You're just checking off your list. I'm not impressed if you read the whole Bible 50 times.I'm not impressed. I want you to slow down. I want you to be with me. You're going too fast. So he said to me, and he says, by the way, why don't you add some praise when you meet with me? Why don't you give me some thanks? Why don't you pray after you continue the word? So don't come to the word, check off your list, and go on your merry way. That's not what he wants to meet us. He wants to be with us. If it takes the new year, turn the table. Commit. If you know the whole story,He is writing a story in you. He's writing a story in you. The question is, will your story come out in your lifetime? Will we see, will we hear, will we watch what he's writing in you? I don't know the answer, but you have to let it out. But first it has to be in there. You have to let him work it. Work the story. He's writing a great kingdom story. You want to be part of it.
所以我们在读神的话语的时候真是我们保持每天坚持，也不要太快在读的时候不要说你已经读了几十遍但是你真正要好好的思想你所读过的，那么是特别是在他在思想的时候能够让他的话在你的里面，然后特别忘了后面提醒一下你还加上你在读的时候还加上祷告 加上你的祷告在里面的时候，就是更好。一定要把整个圣经、整个故事全部要看，全部要看，全部来吸收。
See, my friend paused. He paused, and you helped him.
I forgot.
You forgot?
Yeah.
Really? No, I'm just kidding. Okay, brothers, Psalm 46:10, and I'm ending. There's two things you learn here. That we can know God. That we can know Him. Psalm 46:10 says, I can be knowable. Come and know me. That's the first thing. And secondly, the implication. The best way to get to know Him more deeply is by learning to be silent and quiet in His presence. And silent and quiet means quiet inside and hopefully in a setting where it's peaceful outside. I go to the public library on Tuesdays to work on messages and work on other things. Why do I go to the public library in a quiet little room at the back of the lab? Why do I go there? Because if I stay in my study at home and I look around at all my books, and I look around in my files, and I look at things to do notes, and I look at the phone, and I say, this is not a quiet place today. I have to find a place where I can be quiet internally and externally. You can be in an externally peaceful place and just raging inside, just like a tornado. Michael, Hurricane Michael lives in me. If you could see my thoughts even now, I'm making lists. You're talking, I'm making lists. And so if you cannot learn how to settle down, like the sons of Korah learned, you cannot write these kinds of songs. You can't write your story. You can't be part of it. We need to learn how to stop pushing so hard that we blow right by God. Be still and know.
所以第十节讲到你们要休息，要知道我是神，所以我们要一定要在他的安静，在他里面。这个讲到安静的话啊，不但是外面的安静环境，还有我们里面的心境也要安静。那么我自己特别是在星期二的时候会到图书馆里面去找一个安静的角落，在这里来读神的话语。为什么呢？如果我在家里的话，看到我的书那么多书或者电话本或者一些其他的事情，就让我里面就不那么安静不那么安静。所以要找一个很好的地方，不但是外面，更是我们里面心境要安静下来，才能够好好的思想主的话语。
And so I end with this prayer from Brother Eugene Peterson. It says, Lord, you have taught me today. Help me to live out that truth that you have revealed to me. Lord, what I need most is not additional information about you, but deeper and more personal application of the truths I already know through Jesus Christ. And I would add, Lord, move me from being just brain deep. Don't keep me brain deep. Move it to life deep, heart deep. Prevent me from being just full of information. Give me the heart to obey you. We thank you today, Lord, for this time.
所以我们在这里，我用那个Eugene Peterson的他的祷告作为一个祷告，在这里就说，主啊，真是感谢你，你今天给我们这样的话语，真是帮助我们能够靠着你的话语，真理的话语，能够真正的活出来，也让我们真是在认识你的上面不再是我们只是在头脑里面，我们更追求是在我们生命的里面，我们的心里面能够认识你更深。
May God bless you as you bless Him.
我们愿神祝福你们到你在这里赞美他的时候真祝福你们。